I wish I was in a boxing ring because I'm ready to take on the G train. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Gallen, good evening to you, sir.
Mate, I don't know if I'd enter the ring today. God, I normally come in nice and fired up and ready to go against you at something, and I love arguing with you. I don't know, I can't go against you tonight. This is, you're scaring me at the moment. You are fired up. I can go against you a little bit. Look, the fact is, I was a former player, so I don't like seeing players get in trouble. They've done it to themselves, I understand that. But they're risk takers by nature. That's what they are. Now, they've taken a big risk. They've done something very silly. They've been caught out for it. I agree with what you said. I think the person who took the video, look, I don't know if he'd be punished, but I think he's a dog. But look, these blokes have put themselves in a stupid situation. It's unthinkable, really, how drunk they were to put themselves in that situation with possible strangers or people that would do that to them. But look, what's enough? What's enough? That's probably the question I've got to ask you. What's enough?
I'll tell you what's enough. When the NRL and the club start making a statement, because the statement they've made today, Paul Gallen, is pathetic. You know, and I'll tell you why it's pathetic. There are people out there trying to get back into the workforce. There's people out there that have lost jobs, and they cherish the role that they play, and they cherish the money that they earn for their families in putting food on the tables. When they sit there today and watch the news and listen to programs like this and find out that a couple of young blokes have gone out there and they're in a room where, the club won't confirm that they're on drugs or it was in fact an illicit substance. And then the NRL turns around and hits them with a fine and a one-match suspension. And then the Melbourne Storm come out and say, oh, no, we jumped on board too. We've suspended them. We've done something as well. I'll tell you what the Melbourne Storm have done today. Cameron Munster, $100,000 fine. He won't pay it. It's a suspended fine. Brandon Smith, $50,000 fine. He won't pay it. It's a suspended fine. Chris Lewis, $10,000 fine. It's suspended. He won't pay it. You can't tell me that is punishing players for doing the wrong thing.
Mark, as I said, I'd love to argue with you today, but I just can't. Look, they're very, very lucky. This fines they've been given are very, very lucky. I know I wrote something silly on social media many years ago and got fined $50,000 for that. Mitchell Pearce, I look at the Mitchell Pearce situation, and it was just insane what he got fined and the amount of games he was suspended for. So, look, I understand your frustration. I understand people's frustration in what's happened here. What the boys did was stupid, idiotic, but it's done now.